At the 2012 Agronomics Conference, I am visiting with Jim Rickert. And first of all, Jim, tell me about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm a farm manager and a rural appraiser in northeastern California. We work in a small firm with my wife and my youngest son. We do ag appraisals of land and that sort of thing. And then we manage about 50,000 acres of various kinds of crops and livestock operations.
Fantastic. Well, I know that you are going to become president of the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers coming in, I guess, in this next term.
That's correct.
So why don't we look at this annual meeting that's taking place now, and then we'll do a look ahead. The annual meeting, what are the kinds of things that the organization does when it comes together at this meeting?
Well, of course, we do all our governance things, and we do a plan of forward planning to where the direction of the organization. In this particular case, we also try to look ahead to where is this 85-year-old organization, where is it going? And we've identified, if you look around here, that there are a lot of people with gray hair, and we have a great demand for the services we have. Well, almost all of us that work here are very, very busy, have been paid pretty darn well. But over time, and maybe in the immediate future, we're going to need to replace ourselves. So there's been an increased recognition that we need to find young people to participate in our profession.
So I assume then there are some things that you're doing organizationally to try to help stimulate that kind of interest?
Absolutely. We're trying to identify people, get connected more with the universities that have ag programs, and just explain to young people that they're it, where the opportunities are here. And then we've personally, the leadership has challenged members, rather than you kind of go through the rest of your career in a small shop, and then when the time comes, you hang a sign up and say, well, that was fun, you know, I'm retired, that you plan ahead, take the risks and the work of bringing young people into the field.
Well, I know that we've got some more business to do here, but let's take a look ahead. Next year, we're going to be in another part of the country, closer to your home, as I understand.
That's correct. We're going to be in Reno, Nevada. We'll be in the Peppermill Hotel there. It should be an interesting convention. We look forward to having people there. It's a nice thing about Reno. It's easy to get in and out of. For people that are interested in gambling a little, they can do that as well. Though most of us have, if we're involved in agriculture, we've been pretty acquainted with taking risks. So I take plenty of risk in my own business, so I'm not terribly interested in gambling just out in a casino.
Well, looking at next year, I mean, is there anything you might want to say in terms of what you hope to see there? And I know you probably don't have programs set and things like that, but, you know, just maybe a look ahead there of what are going to be those things you're going to be wanting to talk about.
Well, we haven't formulated the program as yet, but we'll probably do some of the standard things. As I just set through the sessions, we'll have some economists. We'll talk about where we're at, where we're going. We just had two excellent sessions on that I just left. These are people that are well regarded, and it's a challenge to take a look through that murky crystal ball, and it's hard sometimes to recognize. I mean, a year ago we had no idea there'd be a drought, for example, and so there's some of those things that are happening. We also have been looking at technology. I just was the trade show was really fascinating. There was a session in there about a group of young people here a couple of years ago. I think we're just sitting around in a Starbucks coffee shop and decided that they could reinvent crop insurance by doing statistical models and look at small grids and take the data and actually make a supplement to federal crop insurance and the delivery system. And I had no idea that you know, this you know, the power of our modern technology and stuff to make statistical analysis of these things. Really interesting. Another young guy I talked to, they've developed these small model airplanes to go out and take pictures of your fields and stuff like that. And this was technology that was just we just didn't have very many years ago. And so it's changing so fast, and this is a great opportunity to be hands-on and talk to people who are at the cutting edge on these things.
Well, we will definitely encourage folks to look forward to next year while they're finishing up here this year in Indianapolis. Thank you very much. That is Tim Rickert. He will be becoming the president of the ASFMRA at next year's meeting. So I'm glad, Jim, to have had the chance to meet you, and look forward to seeing you hopefully next year in Reno. Here from the Agronomics Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.